The masks will stay on in Virginia schools. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. That's after a judge temporarily halts an executive order by Governor Glenn Youngkin that would have allowed parents to opt out of mask mandates.
This week, seven school districts told a judge, though, the governor's order was putting people's health at risk. The board's also arguing Youngkin was overstepping his authority and had not had the right to dictate how school boards decided health policies. The judge agreed. She says changing the rules now could create more problems for Virginia's parents.
Fox's Mark Meredith, Youngkin's office says an appeal is being planned. A protest against COVID-19 vaccine mandates could rev up again in Canada's capital. Truckers and their big rigs have been demonstrating for days in Ottawa. An online fundraiser that has raised millions of dollars has been cut off. GoFundMe says the demonstration has become an occupation with police reports of violence and other unlawful activity. In the U.S., the pandemic has claimed more than 901,000 lives. More than 4,000 people died yesterday. As U.S. forces arrive in Eastern Europe to bolster our NATO allies, intelligence officials are warning that Russia could fabricate Ukrainian aggression to justify an invasion.
These are actions we're seeing that are straight out of their playbook. We've seen them run false flag operations in the past and use confusion to launch military action many times in history.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, diplomatic efforts aimed at diffusing tensions are ongoing. The winter storm that has paralyzed much of the eastern part of the nation is well offshore now. What remains are bitter cold temperatures from the southern plains to the Ohio Valley to the northeast. In some parts of the northeast, roadways are sheets of ice. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The suicide attack in Afghanistan that killed American forces during the chaotic withdrawal this summer could not have been prevented. The Pentagon also says the attack was carried out by a single ISIS terrorist.
A U.S. Central Command investigation into the bombing at Abbey Gate in Kabul on August 26 that killed 13 U.S. service members found that initial eyewitness reports that there was a complex attack involving gunmen after the suicide bombing were false.
Fox says Jennifer Griffin, the report also exonerated Marines of firing lethal shots into the crowd. The gunfire was found to be warning shots after the blast that didn't hurt anybody. As a deadly police shooting is investigated in Minneapolis, the city's mayor has imposed a moratorium on no-knock warrants. Amir Locke was killed on Wednesday after his apartment was raided. Police say he was shot after pointing a loaded gun in the direction of officers. Locke's parents say their son was startled from a deep sleep and executed after reaching for a legal firearm. It didn't take long for a jury in Nashville to reject an insanity defense stemming from a deadly shooting at a Waffle House.
Jury members deliberated for about 4 hours before returning a guilty verdict on four counts of first-degree murder for Travis Reinking. He didn't dispute the details of the shooting, which was caught on surveillance video, but had pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. Torian Sanderlin, Joey Perez, Akila Da Silva, and D'Ebony Groves were shot to death when Reinking opened fire inside the Waffle House in Nashville early in the morning on April 22, 2018, wearing only a green jacket. Evidence showed that Reinking had schizophrenia and suffered delusions for years, something prosecutors did not dispute. They have asked for a life sentence without the possibility of parole.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, Pam Puzo, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.